Welcome to a fantastic word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, an associate pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We are so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
We are resuming our series through the book of Ruth. And the title of the message today is Faith in Action. And before we get into it, let me just review for those who haven't been here. The book of Ruth occurs during the time of the judges, during the book of Judges. And it was during a time in which everyone did what was right in his own eyes, is what the Bible says. And Naomi, who is Ruth's mother-in-law, her and her family left their home in Bethlehem to a land called Moab due to a famine. And tragedy struck whenever Naomi loses her husband and her two sons. And although things were bad for Naomi, God was still working behind the scenes in her life. And we learned and were encouraged to know that if things are still looking bad in our life, it only just means that God is not finished. You know, just like those little kids there in Kyoto, it may look bad, but God is still working in their life. God's going to turn what the devil meant for harm. He's going to turn it into good. Amen. That's what God does. And God provided a way for Naomi to go back home after 10 years being in Moab. And when she did, she had two daughter-in-laws, one of them being Ruth, and she encouraged them to go back home because they had a future ahead of them. However, Ruth said to her, she said, "Entreat me not, do not send me back home." And we heard the famous words, "Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." And Ruth was investing in relationship, and she was choosing to trust in her God. And because of that, God was going to reward her, and we will see it throughout the book of Ruth. And we learned that trusting God is not always easy, but it is always the right choice. And in chapter 2, last week, we see Ruth making a decision to go out and provide, do something to provide for her and her mother-in-law because they lost their husbands, they had no livelihood. And she wanted to do something to help. And so she went out to reap grain from the fields around her. And God, being the faithful God that he is, guided her to the field of the one man who was able to change everything for her and her mother-in-law, Naomi. And it was the man named Boaz. And Boaz offered, after seeing who she was, offered to protect her and provide for her and to bless her while she was there in Bethlehem. And Boaz was revealed as a kinsman redeemer through her late husband, Naomi. And we'll recap that in just a moment. And what we took away from last week is that God is faithfully orchestrating his plan in our life. Even if we don't see it, God is working his plan, which is good, in our life. He's a good God, and he is faithful. And that's what we're going to pick up here in chapter 3. And chapter 3 is a beautiful narrative of trust, obedience, and God's providence. And actually, you really could just say the book of Ruth is, you can just sweep that over the book of Ruth. But in chapter 3, we're going to see that. And Ruth is going to follow the instructions of her mother-in-law, Naomi, to seek providential protection and provision through Boaz, who was that kinsman redeemer. And for those who weren't here last week, a kinsman redeemer is a close relative who was able to act as a protector and a restorer for a family member in need. This was something that God put into the law, and it was meant to bring about redemption. And there were some things that a kinsman redeemer was responsible to do, and I just wanted to name a few. One of them was to buy an Israelite relative out of slavery. That was a responsibility. If you were a kinsman redeemer in position to be a protector and a restorer for a family member in need, one of your responsibilities was to buy Israelite relative out of slavery. Also, you had a responsibility to buy back family land that had been forfeited. And then thirdly, what we're going to see here in chapter 3 is that a kinsman redeemer had the responsibility to carry on the family name by marrying a childless widow. And Boaz was a relative of Naomi's late husband Elimelech. And he was a kinsman redeemer. He was strategically positioned to do something that was going to bring about God's will and his plan for their life. And so we're going to see the beginning of that playing out here in chapter 3. So we're going to pick up in verse 1, and we're going to read through verse 5. And I'm specifically reading out of the New Living Translation version because I felt reading through this was going to be beneficial. And the New Living Translation is just an easy read. So let's go ahead and read through it. Verse 1. One day, Naomi said to Ruth, "My daughter, it's time that I found a permanent home for you so that you will be provided for. Boaz is a close relative of ours, and he's been very kind by letting you gather grain with his young women. Tonight, he will be winnowing barley at the threshing floor. Now do as I tell you. Take a bath, put on perfume, and dress in your nicest clothes. Then go to the threshing floor, but don't let Boaz see you until he has finished eating and drinking. Be sure to notice where he lies down. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down there. He will tell you what to do." Verse 5, "I will do everything you say," Ruth replies. Naomi encourages Ruth to approach Boaz, trusting that God had positioned him as a kinsman redeemer, as one who was able to do something that no one else could do. And Ruth responds with obedience and humility. Now, this is something that Naomi wanted for Ruth. And he wanted, or she wanted, she was in a position to do something for Ruth. Even in her own need, she was looking to meet a need for Ruth. And Ruth, this is something that she's wanting as well. She is hoping and believing that God was going to do this, that this really was his plan for her life. However, it was going to require her to trust in God's timing and for her to be patient. You know, she wanted this, and I would imagine that she was hoping that it would come about quickly. But she had to be patient. And being patient does not equal doing nothing. As in this case, being patient meant taking bold steps of faith along the way. She was needing to do something that was going to be a little uncomfortable for her. It was going to require her to do something that was outside of her comfort zone. However, it was a step of faith. And like Ruth, there may be times where we may not fully understand what God is doing. We may not understand God's plan. We may not understand why we are in the season that we are in. However, like Ruth, there is a time in which we must take a step of faith, where we must trust in God and in his timing. And we have to be patient, waiting for God to bring about his will in our life. There are times when we believe that God is, you know, we believe what God's will is, and we know that he's going to do what we believe that he's going to do, but there comes a time where we have to be patient and trust in his timing. Trust that he's going to do it when the right time comes. And that's what we see with Ruth. And let's continue in verse 6, going through 13. It says this, it says, "So she went down to the threshing floor that night and followed the instructions of her mother-in-law. After Boaz had finished eating and drinking and was in good spirits, he lay down and at the far end of the pile of grain, and he went to sleep. Then Ruth came quietly, uncovered his feet, and laid down. And around midnight, Boaz suddenly woke up and turned over. He was surprised to find a woman lying at his feet. 'Who are you?' he asked. 'I am your servant, Ruth,' she replied. spread the corner of your covering over me, for you are my family redeemer. The Lord bless you, my daughter, Boaz exclaimed. You are showing even more family loyalty now than you did before, for you have not gone after a younger man, whether rich or poor. Now, don't worry about a thing, my daughter. I will do what is necessary, for everyone in town knows that you are a virtuous woman. So, Ruth follows the instructions of Naomi, goes to where Boaz was, and requests his protection and redemption, and provision as a redeemer. In other words, she was requesting that Boaz would redeem her as his wife through his duty as a kinsman redeemer. And this was not something, you know, what's particularly interesting about this is that his response lets us know that this was not something that Ruth had to do. She had a choice here. Now, obviously, she chose to trust in God whenever she came to Bethlehem with Naomi. And she clearly was somebody that was, she was a virtuous woman. She was obviously somebody that everyone in the community, every man in the community knew that she was special. And she didn't have to do this. However, she does. She opts to choose to be faithful to Naomi. She chooses to be faithful to Boaz and to God. She made a decision that wasn't just about her. And I find that amazing, that Ruth, she had an opportunity to make things right, and she could find any man and still be faithful to Naomi, but she wanted to go deeper. She wanted to do what was best. She wanted what was God's best for her life. Naomi wanted what was best, and so did Ruth. Boaz responds with honor and kindness, committing to do what is right. You know, what that tells me and what it teaches me is that doing the right thing matters. Doing what is right matters. Ruth did the right thing. And it wasn't just about her. Doing what is right often impacts more people than just ourselves. She wasn't just doing what is right for herself. She wanted to do what was right for Naomi. She wanted to do what was right for everyone involved. And I believe that doing what is right is choosing what is best every single time. What is best for us is one thing, but doing what is best for God is another thing. God's best often includes not just us, but those who are around us. And in every situation, and especially in deciding moments in our life, we should be looking for God's best. We should be looking to do what is right, to do the right thing. And doing so will lead us to doing what God's plan is for our life. God's desire is that we would be like Ruth and that we would do the right thing, which will bring about God's will for everyone involved. Amen? And that brings us to the third part of chapter 3. We're going to skip on down to verse 16 through 18, and this is what we see. It says, when Ruth went back to her mother-in-law, Naomi asked, "What happened, my daughter?" Ruth told Naomi everything that Boaz had done for her. And she added that he gave me the 6 scoops of barley and said, "Don't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed." Then Naomi said to her, "Just be patient, my daughter, until we hear what happens, because the man won't rest until he has settled things today." You know, this is a very beautiful story. Ruth taking a step of faith, doing what was right, not just for herself, but for Naomi. She was concerned about Naomi, and she wanted to bring about what was best. And Boaz steps in to do to do what Ruth was asking, knowing that it was an honorable thing. And Boaz assures Ruth that he was going to handle the matter. And he wanted her to know that everything was going to be okay and that he was going to take care of things. Naomi advises Ruth to wait and see how the matter turns out. In other words, she was advising her to trust in God's providence. And that was going to require her to rest, to be at peace, not to worry, not to stress about what might happen, but instead to be patient and to be at peace, knowing that God was working behind the scenes. You know, that right there would speak to anybody. That speaks to all of us. There are times in our life where we must act. There are times in our life where we have to take a step of faith. However, there are also times in our life in which we must simply wait. We must simply wait on the Lord. And you know what? Both require faith. There are times when we have to take a step of faith and we got to do our part. And there are times that even when we do our part, we still have to wait on the Lord. And waiting requires us to be at peace. Not to worry, not to stress, not to complain about what's not happening, but instead being patient and trusting in God. That's what Ruth did. She was going to have to wait. And I love Naomi's response to her. You know, things are changing for Naomi. Naomi was a person who was imagining that God's hand was against her. And here she is doing her best to bring about God's best for Ruth. And her being encouraged and encouraging her to trust in God. It just goes to show that God is not finished in our life. When things are going bad, it's okay. Because God is going to bring about his plan and his timing. But we just simply have to wait on the Lord. What a good word. To wait on the Lord. To wait on him. For him to do what he does best. Amen. He will bring about that new day in our life. Let us be at ease, knowing that and rest in the knowledge that God is working behind the scenes to bring about his will. And chapter 3, in summary, is a reminder of God's providence and that he is always at work in our life regardless of the circumstance. Regardless of what's happening, he is working. And it teaches us to trust in his timing, to act in faith, and to rest in his provision. And as we walk through our own journeys, like Ruth, we too will have to take bold steps of faith while trusting God and choosing to do the right thing in order to bring about his story of redemption in our life as well. God's desire is to bring about redemption in your life. He is weaving a beautiful tapestry of redemption throughout all eternity, into eternity, excuse me. And that redemption includes your life. He hasn't forgotten about you. He hasn't forgotten about what you're looking for and what you're asking God to do. We must simply look to see what God wants us to do, what steps that he is requiring for us to take that step and to do the right thing. And he will bring about a story of redemption in our life as well. So, a call to action for us. What step of faith is God calling you to take today? What do you feel like God has been speaking to you through this message? And the question is, are you willing to trust him in doing the right thing, doing it the right way? Ruth shows us that the way we do things matters. What is it that God is calling you today, calling you to do today? I want to encourage you to trust God. Do the right thing and trust in his promises. Trust that he is a faithful God. You know, that's whenever, it's times like these, that show our faith in God. And he is faithful. He is a good God. Anybody know God to be a faithful God? He is a good God. And it's the times whenever we have to trust in him that not only is our faith tested, but it's also strengthened. Amen? Amen. A few takeaways. I thought it'd be cool in chapter 3 to take something away from each character here in chapter 3. And honestly, man, the book of Ruth, I mean, we could be here for days. We could be here for weeks going through the different layers that are here. Pastor Ron, I understand now why the book of Ruth is such, you know, it's one of your favorite books. I've really enjoyed studying it. But three takeaways from each character. Number one, there is virtue in helping others through your own need. We learned that from Naomi. There is virtue in helping someone else when you yourself are going through a need. I just love how everything changed. Things begin to change in Naomi's life. At once she was bitter, and still things, you know, the things that she was going through was still real in her life, and yet she found the strength. She found the faith to be able to reach out to Ruth to bring about God's will in her life. That's what she was looking for. And it encourages me, and as well as should encourage you, that when we are in a need, there may come a time where there's an opportunity for you to be a blessing to someone else, even in your own need. And we're going to see in chapter 4 that God didn't forget about Naomi. He didn't forget about Naomi. And God is not going to forget about you. Amen? Number 2, you have a part to play in God's story. Man, this is so cool. Ruth's story is so cool. You know, I mean, God had a plan of redemption in Naomi's life. And Ruth had an opportunity to play a part. Now, she could have brought about what was best for her life by going out and finding a young man who was good looking and who was wealthy. She could have done that. It seems that there is probably a line of people who would have been interested in Ruth. However, she was looking for God's best, and she had an opportunity to play a part in his story, and so do you. God wants to bring about his plan in your life, but also in the life of those around you. And many times, we don't always see it. It's not always plain, but a moment. It's a decision like it was for Ruth. A moment, an opportunity. And we have a part to play. And when we take that step of faith and we play a part in God's story, one day somebody will be reading your story like we're reading Ruth's today. One day somebody will be reading the story that you played in God's beautiful tapestry of redemption. We have a part to play. Like Ruth, we just have to take that step of faith. And then lastly, what we learn from Boaz is to be a covering for those that God has brought into your life. Be a covering for those that God is bringing into your life. You know, God is looking to bring people into your life. It may be for a season, whether it be family members, whether it be friends, even coworkers. They may be there for a season, but God is bringing them into your life for a reason. God brought Ruth into Boaz's field. It wasn't just an accident. God knew what he was doing. And the light bulb went off. When he found out the story behind Ruth, he knew who she was, and he knew that he had a responsibility. He knew that he had a part to play, and he wanted to do something to offer for them. He was a covering for them. And God is looking for us to be a spiritual covering for those that God is bringing into our life, even if it's for a season, whether it be to pray for them, whether it be for us to encourage them, to bring them to church, to introduce them to Jesus, whatever it may be, we have an opportunity to be a covering. Amen? What an opportunity. And that is a blessing. That is what an opportunity that God gives us to be a blessing for somebody else. Amen? Well, listen, that's chapter 3. Let's go ahead and pray real fast. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that you have a plan and a purpose for our life and for those around us. And God, we learn in chapter 3, God, through Ruth and Naomi and Boaz, Father God, that we have a part to play. And God, that we have an opportunity to be a blessing to other people, even in our own need. And Lord God, that we have a responsibility to be a blessing to those that you are bringing into our life. Father, I pray, God, that we would take steps of faith while trusting in you, God, and waiting on your timing. Lord, help us to recognize what to do and reveal, God, what it is, the step of faith that you were wanting us to take, and help us to be patient with your timing. We thank you in Jesus' name. If you believe that, say amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.